It's here and now, and it's been 6 days since 9 people were shot and killed at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina. And the shooting has ignited a debate about the use of the Confederate flag, which still flies at the State House in South Carolina. Local leaders are demanding the flag be removed. We're expecting to hear from the state's governor, Nikki Haley, on the subject this afternoon. Joining us now from the town of 96, South Carolina, is Vernon Burton, professor of history and sociology at Clemson University. Professor Burton, welcome back.
It's good to be back, Jeremy.
Well, and we should say, as we're talking to you, this strange scene has unfolded at the State House in South Carolina. Governor Nikki Haley has ordered that the flags fly at half staff for 9 consecutive days in memory of the 9 people who were killed. But the Confederate flag in front of the State House is still flying high.
That's correct. Apparently, they have no way to lower it. It is locked in place, and it was put there as part of a compromise in 2000 to finally get the Confederate flag off of the top of the state capitol. And there's a Heritage Act that was part of the compromise that influences so much of what we memorialize, that you cannot change memorials or the naming of buildings or anything like that without it going through the state legislature. But as some African Americans, particularly the president of the NAACP, said, it's off of the State House grounds, but in your face at the Confederate monument.
Well, and do you think that the events of the past week and the terrible tragedy in Charleston will be enough to convince people who have supported allowing the Confederate flag to fly there and to be flying in other parts of South Carolina? Do you think that this is enough to finally change their minds?
I hope so, but I am not as optimistic as others are. This idea of heritage and the idea of the representation of the flag as one of hatred are so counter opposite to one another that neither one is listening very carefully, I think. But I hope that people will come to see that this flag, which many claim as an issue of heritage for the state, when the flag was initially put up on the Capitol, it was in opposition to the civil rights movement, the issues of justice for people of the state. It's particularly interesting that South Carolina, until 1940, a majority of its citizens were African Americans. And that flag means something very different to them than what a lot of heritage group claims it means to them.
Well, as a historian, do you think it's a racist symbol?
I think it has taken on those elements that represent racism. But I want to be careful, Jeremy, that people realize that this is just one item in a larger cultural issue about race and white supremacy in the South, and in this case, specifically South Carolina. It's important that, in fact, we remove the Confederate flag from a public State House ground where, in fact, citizens, all citizens, African American, are paying the taxes that put it there. But if you look at that State House grounds, there is not one individual monument to an individual African American. Who so many, I mean, there's so many people who could be there, but every single person who is singled out as an individual, each one of them represented, in fact, people who fought for either slavery or segregation or white supremacy. And I used to do a lecture and said there was not one African American who was singled out by name. But I had to change that because I think, to their credit, Strom Thurmond's family added, in fact, his African-American daughter to his children's names. But in some ways, that makes the point even greater, that we are, in fact, memorializing only those people in the state who have stood for white supremacy. And that's what the flag has now taken on after the civil rights movement, the same kind of meaning. People learn their history from what we tell them is important. On these public monuments, the buildings we name, all of these sorts of things. And we are not given an alternative, in fact, role models for people. So you can see how someone who perhaps was as disturbed or filled with hate could be reinforced with the way we're memorializing, in fact, the people that we hold up who would be models for others. I think it's this horrible tragedy brings out exactly these kind of problems that we need to deal with.
That's Vernon Burton, a professor of history and sociology at Clemson University in South Carolina. Professor Burton, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy, for looking into this issue. It's so important, not only to the state of South Carolina, but to the United States and the world.